Have you ever wondered what it might be like to be an FFA state officer? Well, now you can find out. New Jersey State President Jamie Spacca walks us through a year in her life, giving us an inside look at the hectic schedule and great opportunities that members of the officer team have, and how they can continue to shape the organization even after leaving office.
Hi, New Jersey FFA members. Jamie here. So the first thing that I want to touch on is meetings. So once you get elected to state office, you will have to attend state meetings. And we hold a state meeting the first Monday of every month. Unless there is a holiday, then we'll do the second. Officers are in official dress. We do opening ceremonies, all official business. And then usually the team goes out to dinner after those meetings. The third Monday of the month is our work session. So at these meetings, they are the same thing, but this time we get to our business casual and it's more of a laid-back meeting. No official business happens, it's just a lot of getting things done and preparing for events that are coming up. But those are the two primary meetings that we will have a month. Every state officer, for the most part, has a board that they're assigned to. So this could be the Ag Society, this could be the Equine Advisory Board. There's a lot of different boards that New Jersey FFA state officers sit on. And then you'll have to attend extra meetings for that. And you'll just go and give a report about what New Jersey FFA is doing currently. And then at our state meetings, you will give a report about what that board is currently doing. We also have committees that we sit on. So there's seven committees at the state level. So each state officer is assigned to a committee. So you will be a committee chair for one committee, you'll be a committee vice chair for another committee, and then you will be a committee member on about two committees. But yeah, so you'll be technically on four committees, but you'll chair one of them, and you are in charge of everything that happens for that committee. So both last year and this year, I am a chair of the Hort Expo committee. So the horticultural exposition that happens in March, I go through the rules list and all the classes, and I can create new ones, I can get rid of some old ones, and I'll work together with my committee to do this. And then we'll bring those ideas to state meetings, and then that's where all of the official business will happen, and then they'll get implemented at their respective events or whatever that committee might be overseeing. We also have trainings. So the summer is the biggest point for training as a state officer, just so that when fall comes around and when chapters and schools are back in session, we are prepared, we're ready to do chapter visits and lead and CDEs and so forth. So as soon as you get elected, about a weekend or two after, you'll have state officer leadership training. Past state officers and alumni will come in and they'll just facilitate basic things that you need to know as a state officer. You will have base camp and checkpoint and summit over the summer as well. So base camp is just a lot of figuring out who you are and who you are as a leader and what you want to become. State officer summit is a lot about advocacy, and you'll get to go to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. and actually advocate to legislators and senators and so forth, which is really awesome. And you are with state officers from every state, so you meet a lot of people. And then checkpoint one is where you will learn to facilitate and write workshops. In the fall, in November-ish, we have checkpoint two. And this is where we learn how to write and deliver speeches. So just like workshops with facilitation, it's basically the same thing. We'll just learn how to write and deliver a speech. In February, during FFA week, we go on the Fuel Up retreat. So we will go down to usually Cape May. We'll be in a little house together for a weekend, and we will completely write and plan state convention. So we'll think about speakers that we want. We will write the intros, and everything that you see state officers say at state convention will get written at this retreat in February. Some things that you can do after state office is executive committee. So what they are is past state officers, the year after you serve as a state officer, you have the option to run for executive committee or not. And if you are executive committee, then you will help out facilitate SGC at LEAD, you will help out at CDEs, and you'll be at meetings, at state meetings, to facilitate a executive committee little report. And they'll help out with state officer trainings in the summer as well. Not everyone has to do it. It's great if you do, and it's okay if you don't. We also have chapter visits. All state officers get five chapter visits as of right now. We have 35 chapters, and there's 7 state officers normally, 5 per officer. But it's all an experience, it's all different every year, but hopefully that gave you an insight on what your year might look like and where you might have to travel throughout the year. Thank you!
Well, thanks to Jamie for that insight.